I think, of course, it depends on what we're talking about. If you're talking about students who want to be astronomers or physicists, they need a much different level of knowledge than just your students who are coming in for their general education. But I think, overall, I see the role of scientists in education as sort of a matter of giving back, in that, in the same way that we would expect people who become very wealthy to give something back to their communities and not just be misers and keep all the money for themselves. Scientists are, in a sense, we're the richest people from the education system. We've gotten the benefit of having a great education and getting to explore the universe in a way that most people never get a chance to. And we've gotten that chance because our societies have provided us with that opportunity to learn these things. And it's therefore our obligation to turn around and try to give something back to our society. And what we can best give back to our society is to help other people learn the same things that get us so excited about what we do. So I would say in astronomy in fact is a particular example, because astronomical research is almost always funded by the government, which means it's funded by the taxpayers. And it's not fair if we ask people to pay for astronomical research and we don't tell them what we've discovered. We have to be able to present back to them, look at what you have been buying with your money and your effort. Look what you've been supporting. Look how much it tells us about ourselves and our species and our planet. So I think it's our obligation to go back into public education and share with the public what we are so excited about ourselves.